This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Chris Thomas, what was Matthew Stafford doing all this for? Because two teams, and guys, this is important because now we get a chance to see how the rest of these free agent quarterbacks are going to fall into place. We're talking about the combine, and we'll certainly dive in as the Falcons are trying to get all their bearings and figure out who they might want to take as the draft approaches. But this Matthew Stafford news is the first big domino. And if he was going to change teams, then it opened up the Rams situation. But now we know he's agreed to restructure. He visited with, I think, the Raiders and the Giants. So what do you make of this, Chris? Because my whole thing is I think he just wanted to see who loves him, where he could go to try to get the money he wanted, and ultimately he still wanted to be in L.A.
All right, couple things, Carl. This is huge, first of all. As Brian Snicker likes to say in the open, this is huge, big. Because it not only sets in motion, as you said, the rest of the free agent class, it sets in motion now for the draft. Because you take a look at this situation now, how valuable is that number one pick? Because Matthew Stafford was coveted, as you said, by the Raiders, the Giants, who, by the way, pick at number 6 and number 3, respectively, are now one of those, or both of those teams, going to try to throw an insane package at Tennessee to try to move up to number 1 to get a young quarterback. Because the Giants, according to everything I was reading, Carl, that was their plan. Their plan was to pay Stafford and to bring him in and be their quarterback for the next couple of years, and then they'll draft their guy after maybe 2025, 2026. So what does that do for the draft order? What does that do for a team maybe like Jacksonville at 5 or the Jets at 7, where they're now sitting pretty because you have all options on the table now to trade back, try to get more picks? So with Stafford now staying in L.A., I not only think this is a huge move for the development of even guys like, I don't know, Kirk Cousins, because now he becomes more valuable because teams are going to be more needy, but it also really gets in motion what's going to happen in April.
It's a great point. 404-726-0929. You can find us on social media as well. Follow Mike Bell. He's out today at Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes in the radio show. Dukes and Bell, 929. Turtle, give me your Twitter handle.
Yeah, at C Thomas Radio. We'll see who I piss off today.
You probably will. He's right. This is, by the way, an average draft class when you talk about quarterbacks. Look, I'm not going to tell you Shedeur Sanders or Cam Ward or Jackson Dart might not turn into a really good quarterback in the National Football League. But nobody's touting these guys as the next Andrew Luck. For that matter, the next John Elway. The point is, they're good, they're not great. And if you ask me right now, if I had to choose one of these guys, one before the other, I'm going Shedeur over Cam. That's just me. But a lot of people are flipping a coin right now, Turtle, and saying, hey, either one of those guys. But when you look at it in its totality, and I'm talking about the class as a whole, I don't think any of these guys go before any of the 6 guys that went in the top 15 last year. And that includes Quinn Ewers and Jalen Milroe. And I know I ticked off a lot of Alabama fans the other day when I was talking about Milroe. I got nasty, nasty messages from people saying, I don't know what you're watching. Milroe's a winner. Okay. But when they needed him to play at his best, I don't think he did at times last year. And he wasn't impressive statistically. Yes, they beat Georgia. But that's not the end-all of end-alls. It's about how your game translates in the National Football League. And I'm not sure Jalen Milroe is going to be one of those top guys. With all of that said, Turtle, you're absolutely right. And this bodes well for us as Atlanta Falcon fans. Because we've been hoping that somebody is going to come grab Kirk Cousins, that somebody's going to be willing to potentially make a trade, and it makes our life a whole lot easier. So now some of those teams that were coveting Stafford, maybe, and by the way, Stafford's way better. Stafford's better. Sorry, Kirk. He's better. But maybe they come get Kirk Cousins. What do you think?
I think it's very possible now, and I think it could be possible as high, Carl, as number two.
What?
What if Cleveland now trades down from that pick? What if they trade down to the Jets or to the Raiders, who both need quarterbacks, and then their pivot at QB is to give the Falcons a call? I don't see Aaron Rodgers going to Cleveland. I don't see that. So I think that Kirk Cousins now, I think he was before, but now number one with a bullet, Carl Dukes, for Cleveland. Because if I'm Cleveland, I'm not only getting two first-round picks for Myles Garrett, I'm now saying, come get me at number two and give me a first and a second. So now I got three first-round picks, and I got an extra second-round pick this year. And I'm saying, Kirk, all right, fine. Falcons, you want a fifth-round pick for Kirk Cousins and we'll eat $5 to $7 million of his contract? Okay, fine. I think that's worth it for them right now. Because the other option is, go get Cam Ward and go 2-15 again. So I think this becomes as high, potentially. Now, is it likely? I would say no. But I think right now Terry Fontenot is bright-eyed and bushy-tailed up there at Flowery Branch saying, hey, we may have an out in this thing after all, Carl.
It's funny you bring up Cleveland. I was on there this morning, and they were intent on asking me about Kirk Cousins and this whole situation.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What is Dax? Are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen. Yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge. Trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
And how it's played out and how he's perceived and what went wrong. And all I said was, all I know is we missed the playoffs because he was selfish and didn't want to admit to an injury. And to me, that's not a team player. So that is there. And people in Cleveland heard me say that this morning because that's how I feel, Turtle. I think that's part of this equation. But it doesn't mean that they are not going to be desperate, to your point, desperate enough to make a deal. Atlanta, let's hope so. 404-726-0929. That would be the best case scenario. And Sam Darnold, and as we talk about this, and if you're just tuning in, basically Matthew Stafford, Georgia's own, decides, hey, I'm going to go back to L.A. because it's the best situation for him. Sean McVay, that offense, they're good. They're going to be in the hunt again this year. The defense is young. It's the most inexpensive defense in the National Football League. And the fact is, he knows this. So I'm willing to restructure. Maybe I don't get, you know, the $50 million, but I still think they're going to give him $100 million guaranteed over the next 2 years. I just do. And, Turtle, the thing for me is, as we talk about the domino effect, Stafford goes back. Who else needs quarterbacks? How does this help us? If it does, this is what we're talking about and why we're talking about Cleveland specifically and the Falcons and how this may shake out. Again, Sam Darnold, Aaron Rodgers, Justin Fields, Russell Wilson. I don't know if there's enough landing spots in the National Football League when it's all said and done, including the teams that are going to draft quarterbacks. Because, again, most of the teams that are drafting don't have a veteran sitting in front of these guys, so those guys are going to play. It is going to be even more interesting now this offseason to see how these quarterbacks shake out. Love to hear from you on a Friday, guys. This hour brought to you by Padley, P-A-D-L-Y. Sell your home fast for cash with PadleyBuys.com. We got a lot to talk about. B-Mac's going to join us coming up in about 5 minutes from now, and we're going to join him and discuss all these things. We'll get his take on this. But I think this is good news. Turtle, you know, we rarely agree, hardly ever. And I think you're right about this. I think this is really good news for the Falcons in a roundabout way. This could ultimately help us.
And here's the thing, too, Carl. Thank you, by the way. Thank you.
Sure, sure.
The bottom eight teams in the draft don't need quarterbacks. You have Houston, L.A., Baltimore, Detroit, Washington, Buffalo, Kansas City, Philly. There's going to be no movement there, Carl. Those teams don't have any incentive to move up. So what teams could you be looking at? Could you be looking at Pittsburgh at 21? Mm. Could you be looking at Indy at 14 when their GM openly came out and said, hey, we're going to try to give Anthony Richardson all he can handle in terms of competition. So if they're Indy and they love Shedeur Sanders or Cam Ward, do you try to go up to number one or number two? And again, that puts the Falcons in a sweet spot. Guys, if you look at the national perspective of who Kirk Cousins is.
Who is he?
He has more clout than Sam Darnold. He has more clout than Justin Fields. Right now in his career, not in his prime, but he has more clout than Russell Wilson. The league saw what happened last year. And that's why, unfortunately, Carl, as much as we all despise him for it, maybe that's a little strong, as much as I despise him for it, I won't put words in your mouth. That's
why I despise him.
That's why he did what he did. For this exact reason, because now is Cleveland, is Tennessee, is Indianapolis, is Pittsburgh sitting there licking their chops going, hey, Kirk Cousins threw for 500 yards in a game. Kirk Cousins threw for four touchdowns, not once, but twice before he got hurt. Kirk Cousins was the NFC Offensive Player of the Week, not once, but twice before he got hurt. Are they now licking their chops saying, he's better than Sam Darnold? And he's on a shorter-term contract. He's going to be better than Justin Fields, who's going to want a long-term deal. He's going to be better than Russell Wilson, who's going to want one more long-term deal before his career wraps up. I think this makes listen, it's good and it's bad for the Falcons, right? It's good because now there's a whole new set of leverage that wasn't there before for the team to potentially trade him with the Stafford news. But also, it's continuing to rub salt in the wound of what happened just a few weeks ago. But you have to take the good with the bad because now there's actually a chance, and I think it's more than just a sliver, that you can move this guy.
Are you saying that – am I understanding that – are you saying that we should be pumping up Kirk Cousins even more now so to get people more interested even though we're all in our field still about this situation?
Yeah, hey, Indy.
I was like, man, this dude is he's legit.
He's legit. Hey, Indy, you are stuck in the middle. They've been trying to figure out their quarterback situation since God knows when. Since Peyton Manning retired. Andrew Luck retired. They've been trying to figure out their quarterback situation. You're telling me you bring in Kirk Cousins to push Anthony Richardson and get his you-know-what on the bench? I'm interested now. Because I know why. Because if I'm Chris Ballard, I'm sitting there thinking, Anthony Richardson's never thrown for 500 yards in a game. He's never thrown four touchdowns in a game twice in a season. He's never been AFC Offensive Player of the Week twice in a season. Kirk Cousins? And I only got to pay him what? If I eat $5 million? I only got to pay him $5 million and give up a fourth or fifth round draft pick? I think that's worth it to push Anthony Richardson. And that helps me get out from under it because where was he drafted, Carl? Yeah. Yeah. Where was Anthony Richardson drafted?
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omacid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, bootball,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.